Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And you can subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. You can take the poll question, ask a different question every week. This week's question is about Facebook. And got a brand new video up there. Hope you'll check that out too. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Pat Sigmund has helped us with, has given us over the years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust, talking about profitability, helping us understand how to become more profitable. And Pat, welcome again. Thanks for being part of our day. Six Steps to Creating Profit is her book. We're talking about one of the things we talk a lot about, because this is what you do, is how technology is helping people to be more profitable, be more efficient. To, you know, there was a time when, as I said in the previous segment, every molecule, every ounce, every BTU of incremental growth had to be met with a corresponding increment of payroll. But now we have all these technological tools and resources that we can apply, and so we have an array of options now that include human payroll, but that's only one of the options. That's not the option, and we're seeing it in more and more parts of our business, even customer facing activity. Right, Pat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, WebExes and webinars are common. I'll be involved with four of them in a day. And everyone that works with me is the same thing. Now, in the olden days, you were driving somewhere and you were taking a plane and think of the expense that goes on. And
Yep. It's
all technology. And the people that we're talking to might be working out of their homes in Texas or Michigan for vendors. And this is the way the workforce is.
You know, after 9-1-1, and the hospitality and the travel aid industry really took a hit after 9-1-1. And when that happened that next year, I predicted then that the greatest threat to the hospitality and the travel industry in the future was not going to be terrorism. It was going to be technology.
Definitely technology.
And that's what's happened, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you can do more with less. You meet people, I feel. Even we're here on this radio, I'm not sitting there next to you, and you get to know people and you're friends with them in a whole different way than you used to be, and your network grows, business grows, and it's less costly. It's a way of making profit without spending the money.
And now that we have the video capability, that anybody can, I mean, the barrier to entry for video is as low as it almost can get. Pat, as you know, I'm a big proponent of face-to-face. Look, we're up to our ears in social media. We get it. But I still, I'm enough old school that I still am going to say, and I'm always going to say this, face-to-face is the original social media. Never underestimate the power of face-to-face, and I still believe that. Now, when I say face-to-face, I mean literally in you and I, where we can touch each other. Mm-hmm. But video conferencing, WebExes, like you were talking about, being able to share visual images with each other, that's as close as you can get. That's synthesizing face-to-face as much as it can get, and it's powerful, isn't it?
Very powerful, and it's so easy. I mean, with your iPad, you've got a built-in camera here, and you don't have to buy anything extra, and all of a sudden you're using Skype, and here you go. It's free.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got clients who are doing this, don't you?
Well, it's almost like every client that I have has adopted all these different ways of doing business over the last 4 years for survival.
Mm-hmm.
And using Outlook as your file cabinet and quickly finding things and sending information to the clients and headshots. And if you're, you know, writing articles and you just send everything quickly, you can pull over on the side of the road, you can go to a Starbucks and do the things that you have to do. You don't have a staff in the office. You might not even have an office. It's quick. It's there. It's available. You're using cloud software for your salespeople to log in and put the status of their day. You don't have to get them on a call.
But it hasn't just changed our businesses. It's changed the way we work, hasn't it?
It definitely changed the way you work. You have to do it. Even if you were reluctant or weren't technological, whatever it is, it's the way you have to operate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do it, you're saving money, you're increasing profit, and you're staying in business.
There's going to come a time when every business is going to want to add more people.
Yeah.
People are still great tools, great levers for a business model. No question about that. But when you add the new people now, you're going to add them in this new context, aren't you? Not in the old context.
Exactly.
And your specifications for a new employee are different than they were 4 years ago, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And you can I've written things to help people understand, how do you know that this person is going to be savvy in the world you need them to be savvy in when you don't even know what that world is?
Exactly. Exactly. How can you write an ad or whatever for a new employee if you don't know what you need? Hold on to that thought. Give us your website quickly, Pat, before we go.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
Check it out. The book is called 6 Steps to Creating Profit. Patricia Sigmund and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.